save big money at Menards. Keep your lawn looking its best with Menards' premium four-part fertilizer program. Each step is tailor-made for the health of your lawn. Get started this spring with a bag of crabgrass preventer with lawn food. Apply just once early in the spring to feed your lawn for over 2 months. Pick it up in our garden center today and check out Menards.com for more hot deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Do you feel overly sensitive? Are you panicked one minute and tapped out the next? You may be living outside your window of tolerance. Welcome back to Savvy Psychologist. I'm your host, Dr. Monica Johnson. Every week on this show, I'll help you face life challenges with evidence-based approaches, a sympathetic ear, and zero judgment. Today's episode is all about neuroception and the window of tolerance. Don't worry if you've never heard these terms before. I got you. I'm going to break them down for you. What is neuroception? Neuroception is your nervous system's ability to scan your environment and label cues and behaviors as safe, dangerous, or life-threatening. In response to this, a level of arousal is activated that is best suited for the circumstances. Essentially, your nervous system is trying to scan your environment and promote the best adaptive response. As listeners of this podcast know, things don't always work out the way they were intended. You can have faulty neuroception or false alarms. We may perceive neutral cues as dangerous because they remind us of traumatic experiences from the past. For example, a certain smell, rude behavior, or loud noises. As a result, our arousal can either be too high or too low based on how our body falsely perceives the danger. This can lead to problems in our daily lives and our relationships. There are many common triggers for neurocepting danger, such as a history of physical and sexual abuse. We can have poor attachment in our early lives, with attachment figures failing to help us regulate our emotions or being the source of much of our anxiety. Important people not paying attention to us can be a trigger. Other triggers may include people being angry with or disappointed in us, criticism, feeling pressure to excel, receiving messages that we aren't good enough, or various types of loss, for instance, divorce, abandonment, or death. Being sensitive to these triggers and having false alarms can affect our window of tolerance. What is the window of tolerance? The window of tolerance is the zone where we feel safe, at ease, socially engaged, and comfortable. This is the ideal place to be, but if you struggle with faulty neuroception, your window of tolerance is narrow. Based on your neuroception responses, you may vacillate between hyperarousal and hypoarousal. They sound similar, but the response is very different. In hyperarousal, we can feel super activated and overwhelmed. In hypoarousal, we can feel distant and disconnected. Let's get into the details about what these states look like, as it's important to be able to identify which state you're in. Remember, awareness is a skill. If you're in a state of hyperarousal, you'll notice several things. You may be easily distracted or have difficulty with concentration, racing thoughts, and intense rumination or obsessive thoughts. You may feel easily overwhelmed, distressed, anxious, panicked, or nervous. You might also feel anger, irritation, or rage, and a sense of uneasiness, discomfort, or lack of safety. In your body, you may notice that you feel restless or fidgety. wound up or tense, easily startled or jumpy, and have a hard time relaxing or sleeping. You may experience an urge to fight or flee, as these are survival responses associated with hyperarousal. Other actions associated with hyperarousal are calling for help, freezing up, and trying to appease, please, and meet the expectations of others. If you're hyperaroused on a regular basis, you may frequently feel pressured, impulsive, on guard, angry, anxious, or physically tense.
When it comes to scents, you should pick ones that smell like, well, you. Target gets it, which is why they offer a range of personal care products with fragrances for everyone. Be true to floral you with Dove Peony and Rose Body Wash. Live your fresh life with Degree Ultra Clear Deodorant. Express your decadent side with Love Beauty and Planet Coconut Shampoo. This spring, choose care that brings you joy beyond labels. Pick up new favorites at a Target near you or online at Target.com.
Want to connect with a family member who doesn't speak your language? Then check out the language learning program Rosetta Stone on desktop or as an app. Rosetta Stone is designed to immerse you in the language you're learning through an intuitive process. Plus, the True Accent feature even gives you feedback on your pronunciation. And with a lifetime membership, you have access to all 25 offered languages. Get started today. Visit rosettastone.com/pod50 to get 50% off your lifetime membership now. That's rosettastone.com/pod50 for 50% off.
People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, Indeed's matching engine helps you find quality candidates fast. You get to ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. It's not just about hiring faster, though. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Don't search. Match with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Now let's turn to hypoarousal. When it comes to your thoughts, you may notice being spaced out, feeling apathetic, and having a cloudy head. You may feel depressed, hopeless, bummed out, or discouraged, disinterested, bored, disconnected, unmotivated, indifferent, numb, empty, or emotionally flat, just to name a few. In your body, you may notice that you feel sluggish, lethargic, weak, heavy, or have drowsiness throughout the day. You may experience the urge to be motionless, still, and passive. Typically, it can be hard to get yourself moving or involved in activities around you. In nature, hypoarousal is most closely associated with the play dead survival response. Consequently, when we're in a state of hypoarousal, we shut down and become immobile and still because we perceive that our survival is at risk and fighting back, fleeing, or getting help is impossible. If you're hypoaroused on a regular basis, you may feel chronically flat, depressed, empty, dead inside, or lethargic. The window of tolerance represents our optimal arousal. In this state, your thoughts are clear, you have the ability to be open-minded, make decisions, and handle life's difficulties. You will also notice that you can be focused and alert. In regards to your emotions, you have the ability to be curious, interested, engaged, and you often feel centered, safe, secure, and assured that you can trust yourself and your capabilities. In your body, you may feel at peace, relaxed, and calm. Since you're not in survival mode, you can respond to your environment appropriately rather than having a more extreme trauma reaction. Now that you are aware of hyperarousal, hypoarousal, and the window of tolerance, it's important to monitor what triggers you to be in each state. Does one state dominate your life? I have some folks tell me they jump around, but many find that they trend towards one or the other when it comes to hyper or hypo arousal. Once you're aware of what state you're in and your trends, you can more effectively use skills to expand your window of tolerance. If you want to learn more about expanding your window of tolerance, tune in next week and I'll share a few ideas. In the meantime, follow me on Instagram at KindMindPsych. You can also reach out to me via my email at psychologist@quickanddirtytips.com or leave a voicemail at 929-256-2191. The Savvy Psychologist is a Quick and Dirty Tips podcast. It's audio engineered by Steve Rickyberg, with script editing by Adam Cecil. Our podcast and advertising operations specialist is Morgan Christensen. Our assistant manager is Emily Miller. And our marketing and publicity assistant is Davina Talman. Follow Savvy Psychologist on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. That's all for this episode of Savvy Psychologist. Thanks for listening. I'll see you next week. Are you tired of the constant battle with anxiety and panic? I've got a podcast that I think you'll love. It's called The Anxiety Coaches Podcast, where the host, Gina, gives you your weekly dose of tranquility and inspiration. Two new episodes drop weekly, packed with practical tips and lifestyle changes to help you calm that racing heart and bring peace back into your life. So, if you're ready to bid farewell to sleepless nights and constant worry, tune into The Anxiety Coaches Podcast and embark on a journey towards lasting calmness and a life free from anxiety's grip. Remember, it's not just a podcast, it's a lifeline. Join Gina on The Anxiety Coaches Podcast and let her soothing words be the balm your nervous system needs. Listen in and start your path to healing today. TheAnxietyCoachesPodcast.com, because healing begins the first time you listen.